You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the ABC show Black-ish, my man Anthony Anderson. Welcome back. First of all, happy belated birthday. I know you hit the fifth level about a week or so ago. How you feeling at 50, man? How'd you celebrate?
I'm feeling good, man. You know, I celebrated by getting a star on the Walk of Fame.
That was my next thing. That was my next thing. Bravo. Yeah. I hit you on the gram telling you congrats and everything.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Yeah, so that's how I celebrated, man. That was my present to myself. And then my wife put together a little drive-by birthday celebration. Now, being and growing up in Compton, anytime you hear the words drive-by, you don't want to be associated with that. But this one was peaceful.
That's awesome. Not bad. Just a kid from Compton. There you go.
Exactly.
Congrats. And you look good, man. You look good. Thanks, fifth level. Energy's still there. You're feeling the body broken down. I noticed you got glasses. Trip out on this. I ain't going to lie. I took these off, but look, I'll be rocking
these.
I'll be rocking these only when I read now. Only when I read. Don't get it twisted. Like, this actually hurts. I got to be looking at stuff on my phone.
No, read. Exactly. I don't even need them for this. Let me take them off. It's only when I read.
Yeah. It's only when I know. I told these guys.
Yeah. Hey, man. Not only am I 50, but I have diabetic eyes. So, the print gets real small sometimes.
That's great. What'd you think the biggest difference was between turning 50 as opposed to 40?
Honestly, Mario, nothing, man. You know, I keep young people around me. I try to stay as healthy as I can be. I could be doing better, but I could be doing worse. So turning 50 really wasn't that big a deal for me. You know, growing up, 50 was old.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, you know, 50 was old. But also, that was 30, 40 years ago.
Right.
The lifestyle of people were different back then. It was a hard life, man, especially in the hood. So my uncles, when they were 50, I was like, damn, I don't want to be 50.
Right.
Now I'm celebrating it. Like, yo, 50 is just like 30, 35 to me.
That's what I'm saying. Well, you got that youthful energy too, man. I'm planning to be like at least 120. So I know you're there with me.
Yeah, hey, brother, hey, I may stop at 110.
I'll take that.
You know, when you get to 112 is when you start having people change your diapers. I don't want to go through that. I'm good.
That's a good point.
I piss my children off, so they may let me sit in that stuff for a little while.
All right.
Longer than I need to.
That's a very solid point right there. So let's talk Black-ish. Season 7 in the works. How's the show moving forward with everyone apart?
I will know today when I get to work, Mario.
Okay.
Today is our first day back in the studio. So we had an orientation on what work life is going to be now, what our new abnormal is going to be.
Yeah.
One way in, one way out. We have everything on the soundstage now except for stoplights, man. We got crossing guards. We got stop signs.
Yes.
We got tape. So it's going to be interesting on a few different fronts. On one, how they write our scripts,
mm-hmm.
two, how we shoot them, and three, just our interaction with, you know, cast, our interaction with crew and all of that. You know, it's just going to make our days a little bit longer. Hopefully we work more efficiently, but you know, the stop and start and for the safety of all involved, you know, it's welcome. But it's going to be interesting. I'll know when I get there later on today.
Yeah, they're definitely going to slow it down a little bit. We just started over at my show, too. Actually, we've been there a little bit, but we got COVID police on ours.
Yes.
So these dudes, like, we got like five of them. They'll be hanging out behind a bush or they just jump out. And if I got the little mask a little bit down or I wanted to get something to drink, they pop out and they're like, you got to put that up. You got to put, I'm like, come
really?
On, man.
Really?
I feel like I'm getting pinched left and right with these hall monitors.
It's
the worst.
Are they hiring?
Yeah, great. Exactly.
But hey, you know, it's all for a good cause, man. It's all for our safety. And hopefully, you know, we find a happy medium between all of that. And hopefully one day we don't have to live like this. That's what I'm looking forward to, going back to what it used to be.
That's what I'm saying. Fingers crossed and prayers up right there. And congratulations, man. You keep on killing it. Nominated for an Emmy for Best Actor 6 years in a row. I mean, yeah. This, I mean, that's a streak right there. That's a streak.
That's a streak, but it's also another streak that I have, nominated for lead actor in a comedy series 6 years in a row and still haven't won 6 years in a row.
So you're the Susan Lucci at the moment.
I'm the black Susan Lucci.
No, but that's still very impressive because a lot of quality content out there. So for you to get recognized, props on that and good luck.
It is.
Pulling for
it
you.
Is. Thank you, brother.
How are the kids doing? I know that you guys, your kids are big now, huh? How old are they?
Our daughter's 24. Our son is 20. Our daughter is in Houston, in grad school. Yeah. Our son is living around the corner with two of his buddies. So, you know, we're empty nesters right now, man. But
wow.
They're doing well. They're healthy.
Good. Good to hear, man. Good to hear. Anthony, I want to put you on the spot real quick with quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Oh, Ozark.
Yeah, that's a solid right there.
Mm-hmm.
Dream guest for Black-ish.
Oprah.
Nice.
Oprah and Barack and Michelle. Those three.
The whole cast.
Spread them out. Spread them out. Different episodes.
Who plays you in the Anthony Anderson story?
Oh, my son, Nathan Anderson.
Keep it in the family. There you go.
Yeah.
The most fun you've ever had on a set. Aside from Black-ish, let's take it aside from Black-ish.
Me, myself, and Irene.
Ah, that looked like it was smart. That's great.
And I'll tell you this: it was a rap party for the show, and we were in Burlington, Vermont, or Rhode Island, someplace, and we were out on the yacht, and for some reason, Jim Carrey's stuntman jumped off the fourth level of the yacht.
Oh, damn.
Skinny dip into the lake or into the ocean, wherever we were.
That's a stuntman thing to do right there.
Yeah, and that started the party. And I couldn't be outdone. I kept my clothes on, but I went up to the fourth level and jumped off the fourth level of the deck.
Oh, you did? Right, okay. Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. That's good. Oh.
And from that, half of the cast and crew jumped in from different parts of the yacht. But yeah, that would have to be the most fun I've had on the set.
Yeah, that'd be pretty hard to top right there. That's cool, man. Well, Anthony, man, it's always nice catching up with you, brother. And congratulations on everything you got going on. Hopefully I'll get to see you in person.
Thank you, Mario.
Good to see you, brother.
Sun's out, guns out. Sun's
out, guns out. You a fool, see? I'll see you, Anthony.
All right, baby, peace. On with Mario Lopez.